looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
Oh! Who said I see walking in these woods?
Sam the Sham and the Fairies.
Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. About 1966.
I'm going to look it up.
See how close I am. I'm going to say 66.
A big bad,
I bet I'm within a year.
Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood.
What year?
I don't think little big girl
should.
August 1966.
Yes! Woods alone. What big eyes you have. I cannot believe that I remember this, and I have not sung this song for 40 years.
Don't get chased. I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have.
Sam the Sham. He had Woolly Bully. He had this, and I think maybe one other one. And I'll tell you the other guy that had two hits. Dan, do you remember Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels?
Oh, yeah.
They had Devil with the Blue Dress.
That was a good song.
Yeah. And one other one. That's right. This is what old people do. They sit around and talk about
the old days.
The old days. And now it's your turn. About 4:30, Colin Jeffrey will come in and tell us what new entertainment is available for you. But for now, it's all yours, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let's welcome Tom to the show. Hello, Tom.
Well, hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. How are you, sir?
I am doing great today. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to tell a quick story.
All right.
Back when I was a young lad, I think I was about 7th grade, and I went to a Catholic school, and they had a band, and some of my friends were getting into the band, so naturally, you know, I wanted to get in, but I couldn't afford an instrument either, and they had to deal with where if you couldn't afford one, they'd rent you one, and so you couldn't always choose what you got, but I got a trumpet, and so I was in the band, and, you know, when I'd go to the trumpet class, I'd kind of wing it, and you know, you're supposed to go home and practice, but I go home and I just go out with my friends after school. I never practiced at all. So we were supposed to play in the school picnic parade. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, it was like 110 degrees and we had to wear these monkey suits and I'm having a heat stroke. I didn't know how to play a lick. So when we come time to march in the band, I just put it up to my lips, and I just pressed the button, and I'd puff out my lips every time there was a note played by the other guys. I just, you know, I just puffed away like I knew what I was doing, and I didn't blow a note. Every once in a while for fun, I might just let out a duck call or something.
Now, how could your teacher not know you had no idea how to play?
Well, be honest, I was always played guitar. I had a guitar since I was 7, and I knew my way around that very well, so I thought the trumpet would be no problem, and when we went to practice, I guess it was lucky that, you know, people showed up and behaved herself in his class. He wasn't real strict, and if I could get by blowing a few notes, he'd be like, all right, that's good, work on it, you know.
All right, I'll share with you, since you played the trumpet, here's my poverty childhood story.
Okay.
I wanted to be in the band, because the band, was appealing when you're in grade school or high school because you get to wear a cool uniform. And,
right.
You know, if you're not an athlete, this gives you something to kind of strut around about. And brass is beautiful. You know, when you see brass. So I wanted, I didn't know what I wanted to play. I thought, well, whatever I could get, maybe a trumpet. And we found a cornet. And as a trumpet player, you know what a cornet is. It's like a little trumpet. Right.
Right. It's a, yeah, like a piccolo or something.
No, it's a trumpet. It's like, it looks like a trumpet. It's just small. It's a cornet. It's a small,
okay.
three valves and the whole deal. And I'm not kidding. I remember exactly what we found, a used one, and it was $50. And I'll never forget what my dad said to me. He said, no, we can't do that. He said, that's what I make a week is $50. There's no way. Yeah. So I didn't get the cornet, and I never got to learn to play a note on anything, and I still kind of regret that. If I could go back and live over again, one of the things that I would do is learn some music, just have some musical ability. My first preference would be to be a great singer, because you don't have to lug anything around if you're a singer. You just show up and sing.
Well, Frank, I got to tell you, and this is a true statement, it goes with anything. You either got it or you don't.
I agree with you. You can't learn to sing if you don't naturally have an ability to sing. And the same thing with instruments. You have to have a basic ability.
Hey, sir, can I say one last thing?
You can say anything you want except the F word.
Oh, no, sir. In all the offense of John Carney, I personally like John Carney, and I know John Carney personally. And, well, I don't want him to get mad for me saying this, but John Carney is a black belt of Kriato Karate. And, you know, that guy that called in don't like Johnny Carney. I would like to see that fella come down to the station and just get in John Carney's face and tell him that to his face.
The only black belt John Carney has is in eating. Restaurant. He has a restaurant. He has a black belt in restaurants.
And the one to hold up his pants.
But he's a moderate guy. Doesn't like to brag about it, but he is a black belt in karate too. And I suggest the guy come back to the station and just talk to John face to face.
Okay. Well, look, it's one call, and it's all in fun. And there's nobody on the air anywhere who doesn't have people who don't like them. I got lots of people who don't like me, and we let people call and say whatever they want.
I think Martin Kilcoin's on that list there, Frank. But, hey, listen, that's another story for another time. Listen, AM into PM,
right.
My friend.
Thank you, Tom. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you're in this business and you think for a second that everybody likes you, boy, you're delusional. Not going to happen. Doesn't happen. Real quickly, speaking of that, Larry Connors is in here in the building already working on tonight's show. Now, he's on 9 to midnight. He was here when I got here at 2:30. He's got a lot to learn about how this works.
No kidding.
Yeah. What is he thinking? We're going to have a talk with him. You don't want to put that kind of effort into a show.
You don't impress any management.
No. I think he thinks that Mike Dorsey will make note, well, he was here for 10 hours. No, Larry. You know what they're saying? They're saying, hey, that guy, what an idiot. He was here for 10 hours. That's how they look at it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with him? That's exactly right. Now, good for him. He's working real hard at this. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I'm the guy that brought you the rhubarb pie yesterday. I was just wondering if you still have any left or he ate it all up.
Mike, let me.
Well, Mike, it was gone.
I'm not making this up. I ate over half of it before I got home, and when I took the foil off, my wife says, who ate? I said, we did at the station, and she said, we at the station? Or you? I ate 3/4 of that pie before I got home. I'm not kidding. I'm not proud of it, but it was fantastic. You tell Pat Rising that was a fantastic rhubarb pie.
Yeah, Peon and I... If Peon and I
like, I'll try to get in calls. I think she's listening right now. So,
well, Peon and Dan didn't get one bite. I wasn't about to give it. I ate it all. My wife had what was left at home, and she loved it. She cleared out the last quarter, but I ate 3/4 of that thing. So, if Pat's listening, Pat, great pie. Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was really good.
One quick thing. Do you know what on my card there? Do you know what EVT stands for?
Yeah. E what?
EVT.
EZT. I have no idea.
Emergency vehicle technician.
EVT. Okay. And what
work on fire trucks.
What you work on fire trucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. When we see fire trucks running and purring along, we know you're responsible for that.
By the way, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, I can tell that when you stood there with that pie yesterday. Thank you for that. Feel free to do that anytime, okay?
Anytime, Frank. Thank you.
All right, Mike. How about tomorrow? Anytime. Boy, my wife, you should have seen. She was not happy.
The
mistake that I made was that I even let her see it. I should not have let her see
it.
I should have put it in the garage in the refrigerator and then polished it off, and she never would have known that I had it. Man, did she give me a dirty look yesterday. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hello, Frank. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How can we help you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are. Hallelujah.
I want to go back to last week when you were talking about goofy commercials.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gal running an ad on your station and all over the radio every day. The average retirement lasts for 30 years.
I've heard that.
I was wondering if you could get the problem solvers for me.
Well, hang on. I'll get us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Okay, let's say the average person retires at 66 years old.
I think that's probably a pretty good number.
Okay. And Eon probably could look this up, but I believe the average age of a person is about 80 years old nowadays.
For men, it's actually about 78 or 79.
Okay. I know you guys are great at math. Could you figure out how we get to 30 years?
Well, hang on. Let's say 66, you retire, and you live to be, let's stretch it to 80. You live to be 80, so from 66... Yeah, that's 30 years, 66 to 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm missing something there. If that's creative financing and stuff, I think I'm staying away.
Well, I think the point of that is to, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but to wake people up to the fact that I don't know that I buy into the average number of retired years is 30 years, but I do think that as time goes by, and every year that goes by, people live longer and longer and longer, and I think the whole point is to make people realize it's very possible you could be retired for 30 years, so are you ready for it?
That's true.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I think now few people are able to retire at 60 or 65. I think it's more like 65 to 70.
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, Bill.
You guys have a happy 4th, and see you next week.
All right, thank you. You have one, too. Appreciate it. And, yeah, I remember telling people that I was going to be retired at 40. I vividly remember. 40 years old. I missed it by that much. Almost made it. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's the best way a person could be. What can we do for you?
I wanted to talk about it about a week or 10 days ago. You were talking about license plates, you know, then like in Utah that were banned, they couldn't do them.
Right.
I remember in the '70s in Playboy magazine, they had the front of the where they had the letters come in. They always had a picture of something, and they had a guy in California with two Corvettes in the driveway. And each one had a different personalized plate. And unless you saw them parked together like they did in the magazine, it wouldn't have made sense. But one plate said Tab A, and the other plate said Slot D. And if you think about it, as a young man, it took me a while to figure out what that meant. And then you start thinking about directions. When you buy stuff, insert Tab A into, if you get my drift, I thought that was very creative. Those plates only were bad or obscene when they were parked together. And this picture of these two Corvettes was in this guy's driveway.
Well, I guess a husband and wife, maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But if they're driving on the street and you see a plate that says Tab A, what's that mean? You're driving on a Corvette and it says Slot B. Then when I looked at it, I said, what does that mean? And it came to me because you're always putting like paper airplanes together.
But you know what? I still don't think that's obscene or dirty.
But I think it's very creative.
Yeah.
I used to have it was a neighbor. And he and his wife, their license plates were WGAS1 and WGAS2. And I thought they were in the oil and gas business or something. So I just asked him, I said, what's the deal? And he said, oh, it's who gives a SH1 and who gives a SH2? So I thought that was pretty funny. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I don't see... Yeah, that wouldn't be something, even if they had known they were together, they would have disqualified tab A, slot B, or whatever. Scotty, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. You know, last time I was on the air with you was around Christmas time. I told a joke, and I failed to say I'm AM and the PM.
Well, I don't remember that, but you're forgiven. You're forgiven. What do you have today? You have another joke today?
No, I do, but it depends on how much time we've got. I have a real funny story. I'm also a musician, and I play saxophone.
Well, now it has to be funny because you've said it's real funny.
It is.
Now
funny.
The pressure's on.
All right.
It has to be funny. Let's hear it.
All right. In 1965, I think the Deutones came out with the song Shake a Tail Feather, if I'm not mistaken.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather. Bend over. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah. So we were playing a CYC in North City, Mount Carmel Church, and as almost everybody who played the song at the time did, when you did the chorus, bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather, you turned around and shook your booty a little bit.
Right.
The nuns, habited nuns, stormed the stage, stormed the dance, shut down everything, pulled out our electrical plugs from the walls, and said, this dance is over. The band will not get paid because of lewd and lascivious dancing.
Whoa.
Well, I couldn't agree with them more.
Ooh.
Dan, I know you guys refuse to play that song because it's so lewd, right?
Darn right we do.
Yeah. Wow, that was a different.
And we never got paid, and that CYC was shut down for 3 months.
That was a different time.
That was a different time. Wow. That's right.
That's a good story. You still play the saxophone?
I do, but on my own schedule.
You know that that's probably my favorite instrument is a saxophone. I love the sound of a saxophone.
Well,
and I'll tell you what did it for me and brought it to my attention. Saturday Night Live. When Saturday Night Live came on, and that guy played that. Holy cow.
Oh, I know he can play.
There's nothing like good sax.
And they've always maintained a great sax player on that stage on SNL, and I don't know how many they've been through. Scotty, I appreciate the call.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care.
We'll take one more, then we'll take a break. This would be Lance. Hello, Lance. Lance, that's you.
Lance. Lance.
You're right? Lance, yes. Very good. Very good.
He's on first.
All right, well, I was just getting kind of mesmerized. AM and PM, Frank.
Thank you.
Old listener. Go way back. Yeah. But I've listened to you off and on as much as I can. And this is going back quite a ways to the premiere of Fargo and how much you anticipated that.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if that kept you wrapped throughout the whole series. What did you think about it?
It did and it didn't. The third and fourth episodes almost lost me because it got really slow and it went a direction. I thought, where's this going? And there was not a lot of action. And then they brought it back. And yes, I liked it, but they almost lost me about the third or fourth episode. But I watched it all. I liked it.
Yeah, well, I could pretty much watch Billy Bob Thornton
and Barnes. And that's part of it. If he weren't in it, I'd have a different response. Yeah. But I will watch that guy. If you've never seen Astronaut Farmer,
I've seen about everything he's been in.
Yeah,
he's a lot of times he'll be in something that you don't realize what you watch that he's in it.
Yeah,
you know?
He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
Yes, he is. But you know, one thing I don't know. I was like I said, ran hot and cold, but it didn't seem like they saturated that son of a gun with commercials. I mean, you'd hardly get any of the show, and then they'd go to commercials.
Show except the ones that have no commercials. Every show that has commercials, you get to watch about 6 minutes of it, and here come the commercials. Same with radio, same with TV. But what I did find interesting was Fargo, each episode was an hour and a half. Where a nurse Jackie is half an hour, and Nurse Jackie's a terrific show, but my goodness, you just get settled in, it's over. Half an hour, boom, it's done. I like that it was an hour and a half.
I did too, and I ran hot and cold. I was a little aggravated.
This is why
I was more aggravated by the commercials because I was really wanting more of the show.
Lance, here's the answer to that. Every episode of Fargo I watched, we had recorded, and I just went right past the commercials. I just zipped through them and didn't watch any of them.
Well, I was just wondering about it. I love your show. I have for many, many years, and you're a blessing to have on the airwaves.
Well, how nice. Thank you. Thank you, Lance.
You have a good one.
You
Frank.
Too. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Bye.
I'm a blessing.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
No.
High praise.
Wow. I feel like I'm in a church or something almost. That was great. Thank you. Matheny Heating and Cooling, what do you say we have a little chat about them? Especially those of you who, if something happened, now you're going to get lucky tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and Saturday through the week. You're getting lucky. Low humidity, probably get by with no air conditioning. It's, trust me, it's temporary. And I know that there are people listening right now who, if that system crapped out on you today and just didn't cool, you really wouldn't know who to call. It's been so long since you called somebody, you don't remember who, or the last people you had out, you didn't like them. You're not going to have them back. I have an easy solution to this for you, and it's Matheny, one name, Matheny. And if you know anything about this show, and you know about the people we speak for, as opposed to some of these companies that people do commercials for, and they don't have any idea what they're talking about. They just grab the money. They don't use the product, or they just used it one time so they could say they used it. If you know anything about this show, we're never going to send you anywhere where we're not as close as anybody could be to 100% that you're going to have a great experience, and you're going to go back again, and you're going to continue to use this product, this business, this service. And that's the way with Matheny. If you have Matheny out, it won't take long for you to realize this is a great family business with a lot of integrity. They're not going to make up broken parts that didn't really break or fabricate some problem that's not really there so they can pad the bill. It's going to be done right, and it's going to be done fair, and it's going to be fixed properly. Now, that's if you live in St. Louis County or pretty much all of St. Charles County. And I know a lot of you right now are listening in Illinois thinking, man, I wish we had Matheny. Well, I wish you did too. I'm sure there's a good company in Illinois that you can find. I'm never going to be the guy to say that there's only one good fill in the blank. There's only one good car dealer. There's only one good heat. That's ridiculous. There are lots of good companies. But I don't care about the others. I care about the ones that make this show possible. Those good companies, those are the ones I want you to use. And if you listen to this show, forget about every other heating and cooling company you hear anybody else talk about. Matheny. If you're truly AM and the PM, do us a favor. Let Matheny take care of all your heating and cooling needs. And they will. No matter how big your house or your business is or how small it is or what model or make or brand or any, what you need, complete replacement, a whole new system. This is the company. 72 years now they've been doing this. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a few problems out there. I've been wondering why this traffic, even though the accident's been cleared on 70 at Wentzville Parkway, why this traffic is not getting any better. And now I see they've got the cameras turned, and you do have an accident. It looks like a rollover accident on the outer road, the south outer road. So eastbound traffic is slowing from about a little bit west of Forestell to the way station, and then westbound you're slowing from Highway 40 all the way out just before Forestell where this accident is. Now we've got a new accident blocking the two right lanes on southbound 270. It's blocking two right lanes just before Ladue. So traffic is slowing now a little bit south of Page down through Ladue. Then you're heavy from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, the usual slowdowns now from Hampton through McCausland. A little bit slow from Lindbergh out through 270 and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And eastbound 270 is stacking up near McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's affordable kitchens and baths.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You get about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Or GelmishandSons.com.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve White with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
One, listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Two, call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And three, relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximized Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTR.
It's time to talk a little entertainment talk. Some of that entertainment will be in the DVD form or something you can download, watch on Netflix, whatever, because Colin Jeffrey is here, and this guy loves movies. He loves them, and he's going to share some of that with you. He's brought to you by Oric. And your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. These are terrific stores. And if you think all they have, and it would be enough if all they had was the greatest vacuum cleaner in the world, but there's so much more. You're going to be really surprised, pleasantly surprised. Stop in. Tell them your AM and the PM. Say, we love that Colin Jeffrey. I like that entertainment segment on Tuesday. He thinks that's funny. Here he is to talk about whatever, Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. What do we have today?
Well,
sadly, we have very few DVDs this week.
Okay.
The only one that I think is worth watching, and you have to be all right with this, it's a foreign DVD.
I'm
it's called
not,
the,
I'm not all right with
it. It's called
that.
The Lunchbox.
Subtitles?
No, it's in English.
Okay, I could do that.
It's in English. It's The Lunchbox. It's
Why, how's it foreign if it's in English?
Well, it's made in India, and it features Indians.
But they speak English or they're dubbed in?
They speak English for this. They I believe they released two of these. They released one overseas where they speak.
Okay, I could do that.
So the story is two people sort of meet because there's a lunchbox delivery service, and they start exchanging notes and, I don't know, not really a romance, a little bit. It's
and
a good
it's
movie.
It's called Lunchbox?
The Lunchbox.
Okay.
You should be able to find it just about anywhere. TV, there's a show coming out. If
Sounds
you're a
like
fan
a
of...
lesbian movie. Some people will get that. Go ahead.
And TV, there's a show out this week on DVD. It's called Helix. Did you see this when this played? It was actually earlier this year.
Nope.
On Sci-Fi Channel.
Nope.
A virus gets loose at a research facility in the Arctic, and bad things start to happen there. It's a fun, genuinely scary show, so I would recommend that. It's out on DVD.
Sounds fun. A virus getting loose.
Yeah, but it's fun too. There's, you know, there's shoot 'em up. There's, it's got a little bit of everything.
Okay,
I recommend that. That's really it. It's a very quiet week. There's no big anything.
All right, good segment.
On DVD.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you.
Thanks,
hey,
yeah.
We'll do it again next week.
There's more.
There's a bit more.
Okay.
We have a couple stories here. Amy Adams, you heard about this earlier this week. I think you guys might have mentioned it. She gave up her seat in first class to a member of the armed services.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for her.
It was a very nice thing. Gave it up to them, and they sat in first class from Detroit to Hollywood or Los Angeles. However, the media reacted.
Always a however in life.
The media reacted. They overblew it a little bit, let's say. They called her an American hero.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So Steve Martin, who I love on Twitter, sent out a tweet that evening saying, I just gave up my first class seat to the guy who had the first class ticket. He gave up his seat to the guy whose seat it was. It was a nice sort of rebuttal, I thought. Apparently not.
Wait, I can't follow.
I'm lost. Steve Martin said, I just gave up my first class seat to the guy who had the first class ticket.
Meaning he was just sitting in there. He was just sitting in the seat, unwelcome. He crashed. He essentially stole someone's seat. He was sort of poking fun at the fact that
he sat down. Steve Martin sat down without a ticket.
Exactly.
And then got up when the guy who had the actual ticket.
Oh, wow. See, jokes are always best when you explain them.
That joke took too much work.
There we go. Yeah. Don't hold that one against me. We've got some new TV. This will pick back up, I hope, for you, Frank. Got some new TV out this week. Two shows on Comedy Central that are very underrated, and I don't think a lot of people watching me might want to check out. But you have to be all right with off-color humor.
No, we're not.
I know.
No.
I know. So I've got to sell you on this. Drunk History. Have you ever heard of this show?
I've heard of it, and it sounds like in this age of political correctness that it would be, I'm surprised even on the air, because it's about somebody deliberately getting drunk to tell a story.
To tell a story of history. Yeah. Well, it premieres season two tonight, and
It sounds like something that I would watch, and I would find the people are faking it to act drunker than they are. That's what it sounds like.
Yes, except you see them drinking throughout the entire thing.
Okay.
Flashes back. The first episode this season is about Percy Julian, and he made medicines from plants. And so actually I have the clip of the intro to this season.
Okay. Hello. Today we're going to talk about Percy Julian, one of the greatest scientists to ever live. Percy Julian was born in Montgomery, Alabama in 1899.
Is this guy drunk?
So that meant he was growing up as a kid in Jim Crow segregation land. Even though it was a huge obstacle, he was able to escape into plants.
Huh?
That sounds so dumb when I say it.
Sounds great.
That's the idea there.
It sounds fake to me. Because how do you know that the person
It's not
drinking,
all just pre-written.
I mean, how do you know? I don't believe any of this reality stuff is reality. Look, if I wanted to sit here and have two drinks, I would then act like I'd had six drinks.
I can understand that. This is actually from a sketch that would appear on funnyordie.com in College Humor. They would do this sketch with people, and in that case, they could show quite a bit more of someone getting drunk. So I guess you have to suspend reality there and hope that they're still doing it, but it's based on something in which they did get very drunk. And you'll hear as the story continues, he starts to get progressively more and more drunk, slurring words.
But see, that doesn't sound like a show to me that I would think was that funny. It's just somebody getting drunk talking.
Except they're telling a story of history, something we know is true.
Which makes it even less funny to me. I don't know.
Just try it. I promise.
Okay.
It's a pretty solid show. The show after that is something that might be a bit more up your alley. It's called Nathan For You. It's a Canadian comic who has essentially created sort of a documentary style show in which he goes around and gives advice to businesses and people that no sane professional would ever give. And so in the first episode this season, he goes to a mechanic who is having trouble convincing people that he's honest and gives him some advice here.
The plan? For Greg to promote that he's an honest mechanic by only giving estimates while hooked up to a lie detector.
I never thought of that, but, you know, it's...
Something like this won't only make you look more honest, but it will make your competitors look more dishonest, because it'll make everyone in the city go, well, why isn't my mechanic hooked up to a polygraph?
So there you go.
See, again, another show that to me seems stupid. I don't think I'd watch that. I just don't.
I'm telling you, give them a chance.
Okay.
This is why no one watches them, because you hear the idea and you're like, this doesn't seem great.
Yeah.
They're both very funny shows routinely, and you know, you can yell at me next week if you don't like them.
No.
But those both premiere tonight on Comedy Central at 9 and 10. You've got HBO again, Frank. So
yes, I do.
So there's something that came on HBO last night.
In this last few days, I've had BO and HBO.
You!
Yeah.
112 weddings. And it's not what you're thinking. A guy was a wedding photographer, and he photographed a total of 112 weddings.
Okay.
Well, he got to thinking, what happened to those couples? So he caught up with several of them. And this was very, very good. It's sort of an honest look at marriage, and more than a few of them ended up breaking up, some of them very bitterly. But again, it's just an interesting idea what happens after that. He sees them at their happiest day, taking their pictures, happiest day of their lives, but what actually happens years later. It's just a really good, it's sort of a thinker. There's funny times, sad because
this sounds like another horrible show.
It's a one time. Yeah. I'm just telling you, there's good TV out.
We
you just
already
have to
know what happens. Everybody who is at a wedding, oh my, happy in the champagne and have a piece of cake and dance, go do the chicken dance. And half of them end up getting divorced. Sometimes it doesn't take very long. We know that happens. I mean, I don't see how this could be.
Because it's a wedding photographer. It's someone you never think about. I guess that's why it was interesting. This is someone that they all know very well. They paid him a lot of money to take pictures.
Okay.
And now he's going back and sort of meeting up with them, something you would never think to do. And it's told from his point of view as well.
And what's it called?
112 Weddings.
Okay.
You'll be able to catch it. One other item that was on HBO, The Leftovers, premiered this weekend. Did you watch it, Frank?
No.
The idea was there was a rapture. 2% of the global population disappeared. If you don't have HBO, don't worry. You can go to Yahoo Screen. It's a new service from Yahoo. They are streaming it now for free. Absolutely for free.
What's the concept? 2% of people are gone?
Yeah, 2% of people are gone. It's 3 years after 2% of the population disappeared. And it is dark. It's dark. It's not good. I mean, it's society is sort of crumbling. People are giving up. It's not good because they have no idea what happened to these people.
What's the site you go to? Yahoo what?
Yahoo Screen. If
so
you just
they
search
just
screen,
vanished.
They just vanished. No explanation. And what's really interesting is even the professionals, all the talking heads on TV and the show are saying, we have no idea what happened.
Right. Now, that sounds like that's got possibility.
I wish that would happen to somebody I know.
Leave on a high note, right?
You get to pick the 2%, unfortunately.
Yeah. Dan, you can't single out your ex-wife.
But that's on Yahoo Screen, and this Yahoo Screen is really interesting. They just picked up Community, which was a show that NBC has canceled more than once. They picked it up for a sixth season on this Yahoo Screen. So yeah,
what's the one called where 2% of the people are gone?
The Leftovers.
The Leftovers. It sounds like a convoluted kind of version of The Dome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like something happens, nobody can explain. And I watched that last night, too. It was the first
How'd you like it? Yeah, it just premiered.
I like it because of that redhead.
I haven't watched since
that hot
episode
redhead
two.
With a nice lips.
Okay, the newspaper editor.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what she does.
Yeah, I just like her. But they lost me when they started having things fly through the air. And, you know, I like the idea of what happens to people when they're in that situation and they start getting greedy. But then you got you know, barbecue grills being sucked by magnetic force. And they're kind of starting
to... Got a bit too much for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then on Thursday, you get the lucky pleasure of having to do a movie review with me.
Friday is 4th of July, so Colin is coming in Thursday. Hold on, folks. Don't get excited. But I'm not kidding. He's coming in Thursday. We'll do whatever it is you do on Friday. I get to do with you on Thursday.
Okay. We'll be talking more than likely about Tammy.
Tammy who?
The movie.
Exactly. The movie. Melissa.
Remake of the old... Oh, no. Melissa McCarthy.
No, this is Melissa McCarthy.
Exactly. Oh, very different from the old Tammy.
Yes.
The old Tammy wasn't as big as Melissa McCarthy. All right. Well, I look forward to it. Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. We call him Mr. Entertainment. And he'll be back, and he'll do this again Thursday in another version with other stuff. And once again, it will be brought to you by Oric and your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. My son hit his fifth deer last night. That's five for him. I've hit four. It's not real bad. He said had it been significant damage, that vehicle would have come from Osage Beach to St. Louis to go to Schaefer, because if there's any significant work to be done, that's where our family's going to have it done. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I don't know what percentage of their work is deer strikes. I did talk to them about it one time, and they said you'd be stunned at what that percentage is. They get lots, in this part of the country, lots of vehicles in there that have been destroyed or damaged severely by deer. Whether it's a deer or another person or you backed into a pole, whatever it is, unless it's totaled, this is your body. This is who you want. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You may not know it yet, but this is the only body shop, seven of them actually, soon to be eight, that you're going to want doing anything. Once you have them one time repair that vehicle, I cannot imagine why you'd ever want anybody else. They are that good. They are that good. Not just at the body work, which should be perfect, but at the other services that go along with it, helping you with the insurance company and the rental car and all that stuff. As good as it gets, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick look at traffic. Now here's Timothy Weiland.
And the accident on southbound 270, it's between Olive and Ladue. It's off on the right shoulder now, so traffic is slow from Page down through Ladue, and then you're heavy from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. But the northbound drivers are slow from Highway 40 all the way up through Olive as they slow to take a look. And they're still working with that accident. It's out in Wentzville on the south outer road. Traffic is still backed up, though, going westbound on 70 between Highway 40 out past the way station. If you're going westbound on 40, we're looking slow now from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. You're also running heavy between Highway K and Winghaven. Downtown, eastbound 40, you're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, and then you have heavy traffic on 64 from the split to Baugh. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP Gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday, July 3rd at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Oklahoma City Redhawks on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill.
No, I'm not in downtown St. Louis.
Okay, where are you? Where are you?
I am in Kansas City, Missouri.
From Kansas City, Missouri, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app. It's free. Get your Laclede Cab real fast. And now from Kansas City, Missouri, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't know if you knew it or not, but more fountains per capita than any other city in the country, Kansas City.
Yes, I knew the fountain thing. In fact, tomorrow morning I'm taking a fountain tour, apparently, with someone who's an expert here in Kansas City on the fountains and where on earth that sort of started. So
they love their fountains.
On the road video. I'm sorry?
They love their fountains in Kansas City.
They do love, and I think second only to Paris, France, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think that's it. So early this morning, no jokes today. I'm going to give you a little background. Tomorrow we'll hopefully get back to normal here. But tomorrow, earlier today, went to the birthplace of John Wayne. Are you a fan of John Wayne?
Well, who isn't?
Yeah.
How could you not love John Wayne? But the little town is just north of Des Moines, Iowa, where the birthplace of John Wayne is. Maybe the most American city I have ever been to in my entire life.
Meaning what?
Patriotic, you mean?
I mean, flags are everywhere. People are just happy and proud to be an American. It was really very moving. It was really, really cool to see.
The Duke would be proud.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it was a really cool place. Very small, as you might imagine. He apparently did not have a very good childhood, so he didn't spend a ton of time in this little home. But if you're a fan of the Duke, as you said, definitely a great place to check out, just north of Des Moines, Iowa. And then I just got to Kansas City like maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours ago. Just got out of the Negro League Baseball Museum.
All right, well, we look forward to more.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Bill. Bill Cleveland, give it up. Yeah, there he goes, Kansas City. If there's anything there interesting, he'll find it. That's what he does. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck C.